1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello. My name is Billy Diamond, and welcome to another episode of the Branding for Entertainers podcast. Hey, guess what? It's my birthday. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you how over the hill I am, but I can tell you that my body is definitely starting to remind me, and I bet some of you out there that are listening right now can relate to that. But listen, we're only as old as we think we are. Is that right? That's what they say. That's what they say anyway. So anyhow, I thought I would take a moment out of my day and give you all a birthday gift instead. And that, of course, is this podcast episode. In my last episode, Channeling Publicity Like Houdini, just a few days ago, I mentioned that in upcoming episodes, I would be giving you more tools to work with and doing less interviews. And I think it's really important that whether you're an amateur or a professional entertainer, that we revisit not just some basic foundations and fundamentals in branding and marketing, but we dive a little bit deeper, and I also give you some great tips that you can use right now. So moving forward, that's what we plan to do. And we, meaning me, that's what I plan to do. At any rate, that's what we're going to do today even. And I'm going to give you some great tips that you might not be using to get remembered or to land that gig that you want. So let's talk about that in this episode right now. A lot of my friends wanted to know why I would tell other entertainers about some of the secret weapons that I use to strengthen my brand. Some even thought I was crazy, and I might not even debate that crazy part, but that's a whole other story about my life and show, and I'd love to share that with you at another time. In fact, you can probably even find it in the podcast in earlier episodes. Anyway, so why am I doing this? What ulterior motives do I have? The fact is that branding is something I know very well. It's a passion of mine, and I also love to help people. And I believe that when we feed into our strengths and are confident in who we are, then we no longer see people as competition. And this eye-opener of being me has given me the confidence to help other entertainers, especially those who might be struggling or just need a boost of encouragement, especially with their brand. I also remember what it was like to go it alone and to have to find many of these helpful secrets on my own. And I wanted to save you some time so that you can focus on what you do best, your strengths, your talent. And then I was also reminded about how much overpriced crap is out there. You know, the stuff for the ones that need it the most but can't necessarily afford it because they need to get to their next step first. Well, this is my answer, and even if it helps you just a little bit, just one little gold nugget from this conversation, and then I've done my job, or at least I feel I've done my job to some degree. And oh, that ulterior motive, well, it's simple. I want you to be your personal best as it relates to you as an entertainer and your brand. Being a great entertainer is good, but what good is it if you as the package is weak and lacks that first-class quality look and feel? So I would love to be your friend, and I would love to be a part of your journey as you forge ahead in the trenches of this thing that we call entertainment. Simply put, it's my pleasure to help you. I am often asked, what makes a good brand and what makes a brand stand apart from just a fancy-looking logo? And there is a huge difference, my friends. There is also several answers to this question, but one of the biggest things to know is that your brand is so much more than just your name or your logo. And number two, and it's a big one, you are the brand. You live it. And it is like a wheel that just keeps churning so that it begins to take on a life of its own. Branding all starts with you. And regardless of your name, your show name, or company name, several elements go into the process of brand creation or even building a stronger brand for yourself as an entertainer. Good branding is about strategy. It requires a balance between visual appeal and verbal communication, and I've actually added a third element, and that is your virtual communication or your online presence. So I call it the three V's, your visual, verbal, and your virtual brand. And furthermore, branding is an extension or even a sister to good marketing. It is a utilization of a goal-oriented business plan, personalized, and wow-em customer service. So important these days. And mixed with your own core values, your word, your integrity. But that's just the icing on the cake. And hey, speaking of cake, you're going to find that I make reference to cake quite a bit. And that's no accident. I like chocolate cake. No, actually, I love chocolate cake. And one of the reasons that I use the analogy of cake is that if you were to sit down with a chocolate cake in front of you, you probably couldn't eat the whole thing at once. In fact, you would probably get sick. At least I know I would. But if you're like me, over time, you could certainly eat a whole cake, chocolate or otherwise, all by yourself. And chipping away at it and at your branding is no different. Think of it like a chocolate cake. When you section it out in easy, digestible servings, it becomes so much easier. Look at it this way, too. Like cake, you're not going to get sick or even begin to have a dislike or a disdain of it if you can just digest it a little bit at a time. No different than your brand. As a little side note, I think that many entertainers look at their brand as something that is so overwhelming because they don't know how to do it properly that they just don't start it at all. But here's a good start. Adding just the right ingredients to your branding, as we're talking about cake and mixtures, it also gives you the title to that secret recipe that everyone wants. You know which one I'm talking about. Hey, can I have grandma's recipe? Blah, blah, blah. But guess what? They can't have it. That's right. It belongs to you. It's your ingredients that make you uniquely who you are. And people can get close to duplicating that recipe, but I'm here to tell you that it's just not quite as good. And guess what? That's you. Nobody can touch your secret ingredient that you have that is so special. Now, where was I? Let's get back on track here. We can eat chocolate cake together later to celebrate your success. And where was I? Oh, yeah. The ingredients. Yeah. In part, your brand should actually reflect these four ingredients. And there's more to it than just these, but these are some really essential ingredients, just like flour would be a base for a cake, and water, eggs, etc. So let me give you these four ingredients that I think are really, really important. One, your branding should always be authentic and represent who you are, and it should not sway from that whatsoever. Number two, your brand should always encompass your passion. Hear that again. Your brand should always encompass your passion by reaching your ideal target audience. Not the audience that you think you should go after because the money's there, but because you're following your passions. And when your passions are there, I promise you the money follows. Ask any successful person, entertainer or otherwise, they will always say that they have followed their passion and then the money followed. And that's what you need to do for ingredient number two. Number three, build business brand relationships of trust and alliances by making personal and emotional connections. That's so important. We live in such a fast-paced society today that it's really hard to reach somebody on an emotional level. I don't mean making them cry or pulling at their heartstrings in such a way to manipulate them. I'm talking about building brand relationships of trust and alliances by serving other people and then making those personal and emotional connections that way. Because I promise you, do that, people want to reciprocate. They want to help those who have helped them. And I believe that ingredient number four should be create positive visibility and perception in your audience's mind about what they can expect with your brand and what you'll deliver with that promise. And do it by using proven strategies. So what does that mean? Positive visibility. Let me try that again. I'm sorry. Get a little tongue-tied. Positive visibility and perception in your audience's mind. Okay? That could be what I'm specifically talking about there is your buying audience, whether that's an agent or a booker of some sort to book you. So you want to plant in their mind what it is that they can expect with your brand and what you'll deliver with that promise. Here again, don't make it about you per se or your great accomplishments. Try to transition that ingredient to for them to understand what's in it for them. What is in it for them? You know, Jeff Bezos, who many people know, and he, and if you don't, Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon. And when it was just a selling books online. Yeah, I'm that old. Actually, I'm much older than that, but that's a whole nother story. He said this. He said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Listen to that again. He said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And you know what? He's right. It's about something so much greater than your name or logo or the graphics that we use. It's about perception. It's about you, the brand. And of course, I like my own saying too, and that is this. Marketing is about self-promotion to get what you want, but branding is about what your audience says and perceives about you to be true. Many people don't grasp this concept, and it's really about planning an ongoing consistent image, like an ongoing movie in the mind of those that need our message, our brand, our service, us. So make the movie a great one and not just some B film. Remember those from the 60s? Yeah. The sleepers are the ones, they were just fillers. You need to be A class. Present that. Since branding is about visibility and verbal communication, I just want to say it goes well beyond just getting your logo or your name in front of the right people and doing that consistently. Your job is to be visible and then keep those seeds watered all the time. And I want to share a few powerful tips with you that I wrote down. And through them, it is my hope that you will grow not only your brand, but you'll begin to understand the connection between your branding and doing what you love. So in other words, your passion, and also building a stronger brand and also building business relationships. And I wrote down 12 tips that I believe will immediately help you make your brand bigger, better, and even stronger, and even more important than that, even smarter than some of your competition. And this goes well above and beyond, even if you're already a professional entertainer. Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I have professionals that I deal with that have no clue, and I'm talking no clue, when it comes to branding. And if they just step up and brand well, they'd be so much even further ahead. So please listen to this. By personalizing the brand experience with your audience, and by the way, when I say your audience, specifically, I'm talking about your buying audience. So I don't care if you're a magician, comedian, whatever, your buyer, the buyer of your product, or in this case, the buyer of your service. So here's the deal. Chances are pretty good that your competition, they're not doing many of these powerful actions in which I'm about to reinforce with you to help you with this branding. So take advantage of it and take what it is that you're doing from the stage or your Zoom shows, whatever that is, and continue making it personal long after you sign off or long after you exit the stage. I want you to use these inside secrets. Think of them as the business and the personal side of branding you, and at the same time, a way to elevate your business in the entertainment industry. So I'm going to tell you a few of these tips, and then we're going to come back in another episode, and I'm going to tell you more. In the meantime, hang tight, stay tuned, and I'll be right back with some of these wonderful tips. Hey, what do you say? Billy Diamond here. You already knew that, though, because you're listening to the Branding for Entertainers podcast. I just want to ask you something really quick, and that's, have you ever really stopped to contemplate, where am I at now and where do I want to be in my career as an entertainer? Well, let me tell you a little bit of a backstory, and some of you know this, some of you don't, and that's that for the past 23 years, I've been a full-time dad. Yeah, that's right. I got off the road 23 years ago, crisscrossing the country. I called my California agent and said, hey, I'm done. And long story short, I said, my job right now is to raise my child. And at that time, it was just one. And then I had another one. I had a daughter. And guess what? That daughter just graduated this past year. She's now 18. She's on her own. And I said, hey, I've got to get back into doing what I love. Now, don't get me wrong. I love helping other entertainers with their branding. And I've helped behind the scenes and even on stage or even in the wings. But now is my time to shine. I want to ask you this. Is it your time to shine? Maybe it is. I got to tell you about something that I'm super excited about. And that's that I just started taking Fred and Bobby Becker's course, Gigs on Ships. Oh, it's incredible. And by the way, Fred was a guest on here, and there's nothing in this for me. This isn't an advertisement to try to sell you on something. I'm just hoping that my reflection and my excitement shows, because it is phenomenal. I would have never considered possibly even doing cruise ship entertainment. Because if you even go back and listen to that podcast, I even say it on there that I don't know if that's me. But I have to tell you, in hindsight, now that I'm taking the course, it's amazing. Because even if I decide not to do cruise ships, I know I can take all the knowledge and push it towards a corporate market. But honestly, I kind of am excited about the ships myself. Here's the deal. Fred and Bobby, they have over 50 years combined experience in the cruise ship market. So they reveal all, they tell all, they show you exactly how it needs to be. No different than what I do here on Branding for Entertainers. And that's, it's really important to get it right. That's a big thing that Fred talks about. You only have one chance to get it right. You only have one chance to make your mark on your brand. And guess what? You have the opportunity. You can do it. Well, maybe you've contemplated doing cruise ships. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you want an opportunity to see the world. And here's the cool part. With the pandemic and things coming back, guess what? In the spring of 2022, things are coming back. And you can be ahead of the game. And here's what's cool. Fred, myself, all these other people want to be a part of that equation to help you succeed. We don't see you as competition. We say, how is it that we can help you? And guess what? That's exactly what Fred and Bobby have done. I would love for you to go to gigsonships.org. Check it out, because there's going to be some really cool free content there that you can see. Even if you have questions, even after the fact, reach out to Fred. It's okay. Guess what? We're not going to bite. We are entertainers, and we're here to serve and to help you. In the meantime, let's get back to our podcast. I just want to say to you how grateful and thankful I am that you're here. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast and being with me, especially today on my birthday. I hope you're getting some ideas and some content right now, even prior to our break. But I do want to tell you about some of these great tips that I've been teasing you about. And believe me, that teasing hasn't been on purpose. It's just that I think it's really important to segment it out and give it to you a little bit of a time. Now, before I get into these tips, though, you'll hear me mention your competition. And I've said earlier that we shouldn't think of other people that do what we do as competition. But just for the sake of you understanding, that is why I call them your competition or your competitors. So let's do this. I want to talk to you about some of these inside secret tips that you can do. And let's start with branding tip number one. I think this is a great one, and it's an opportunity for you to send your price quotes in video form. Now, how often do you get requests? Maybe it's online, an email, whatever, for information of somebody just shopping prices for what you have to offer, regardless of what kind of entertainer you are. And how many times do you send back just a quick email that, hey, I either can't do it, or you reply with a canned, or maybe it is a personal response, but then you keep your fingers crossed and you hope that you land this event on your calendar. Well, here's a great attention grabber and tip number one that I think is really helpful to make you not only stand out, but it makes it much, much more personal. It's a way to plant the seed of your brand. In other words, the perception in their mind that we talked about long after that email hits their inbox. So here's an idea. Instead of sending just another email quote like your competition, try sending a video recording of yourself presenting a short proposal. And by using any sort of free app, really, you can use your phone even, you'll be able to record your screen or your voice, Or if you want to make it more personal, as I said, you can just put the camera on you. And you walk that potential client through your presentation. Now, this doesn't have to be a really big presentation, not at all. It's just about a personal connection. And this will give you the chance to make your message really personal and walk them through each step of your quote. And it gives you the opportunity to seal the deal. And they can view all this as if it were live, because here again, you're making a connection. And they can do that at any time, any day, any hour, and whenever it's convenient for them. And as you begin to develop this process of sharing this kind of information, of proposals and quotes, you can build a folder, perhaps right even on your desktop or on your phone, which can contain the information that you will use pretty much all the time. So you can get it down to a science where it's not just this ongoing long process. You can shorten that process. So don't forget that the key to this is to look professional, but at the same time, personalize it by making it simple and having kind of this impromptu personalized conversation with its look and its feel. I think that's a really good tip, and that is tip number one. Okay, let's move on to tip number two. Let them hear your voice. And this is a spinoff of the previous where you're doing video, but instead of doing video, you're doing voice. So here's the deal. Instead of sending people traditional emails, let your recipients hear your voice. It wasn't all that long ago that we would actually pick up a phone. Remember that? And we'd leave a voicemail message. But I'm going to tell you, in today's world, unless it's really compelling or they know you personally, you probably won't land that call back. And that is so true. And we now live in a generation of people who rarely ever listen to their voicemails. And it's time we start trying something new, especially when it comes to starting and advancing business relationships and with our brand, of course. And if you're from the old school and perhaps you're still using a fax machine, I'm going to tell you, then it's probably time that you listen up and you start taking some notes, especially on this episode of this podcast. Let me just say, it's super easy to record quick audio files through your computer, or listen, we're always attached to a cell phone. What better way to do it? Turn on that voice recorder. Just do it. Facebook Messenger even gives us that opportunity these days. And I'm going to tell you, I've practiced this, and the response rate is so much better than just sending a message or sending an email. And these days, you can easily send that audio attachment even within an email or a text message, private message, etc. Now, here's something cool too. Aside from promoting your own brand, this is also a great way to shift the focus from you. And instead of sending traditional emails to connect people together, you could record a quick audio file and send it out. And you tell them that you thought you'd record just a quick audio about why they should connect with you, and you begin to get to know one another. And really, make it something special that is less about you, more about them. Or maybe you have seen something or you heard something that reminded you of them. And I often do that where I'm like, hey, this reminded me of you. And I will just send a quick response because now you're making it about them. So here's the key to make it short, make it sweet, and to the point. And here's the deal. Hearing your voice opposed to simply typing another message is just one more personalized connection to making them remember you. Now, before I give you the third tip, I want to say this, and you might be looking at this and saying, well, this is just marketing. And I'm going to tell you, no, it is not just marketing. Because if you go back and listen to what I just said, this is about establishing relationships. And here's the deal, what I've learned with marketing is marketing seems to be the short path to say, hey, I want you to take action. I want you to do this. Where branding is about building relationships with people and really networking. And I'm going to tell you why people do more marketing, because of the fact that they want the shortest path, the path of least resistance. So let me just tell you some things really quick about the difference between marketing and branding, just so you have a really good understanding. And this is directly from my my lecture. Branding is about who you are, and marketing is about what you do. Branding is about long-term results. And marketing is really about short-term outcome, as I just mentioned. And branding builds loyalty, while marketing generates response. Branding is perception. It's a perception tactic. Marketing is a promotional tactic. Branding appeals to emotion, while marketing appeals to reasoning. So there you have some clear identity as the difference between marketing and branding. I think that's really, really important that you know that. So let's do this. Now, you might be saying, well, Billy, you sound like you're really opposed to marketing. And I say that could be the farthest thing from the truth, because branding and marketing are really related. And when you do both, you really have this wonderful, wonderful, one-of-a-kind dance, if you will, that is just beautiful, and it works in your favor. Let's move on to tip number three. Tip number three is give first, get later, or what I call be others geared. And your goal here is to create experiences when it comes to our brand. And one of the huge blunders that I think we can make even in business is when we make it me focused. We're always striving to tell our story, seeing what we can get versus what we can give. And I'm a strong believer of when we give, we get back. And I don't mean that's always money either. So I'm a big fan of this and being others geared and others focused. And this strategy works because here's the thing. People typically want to give back to you when you give to them. It's just a reciprocal thing that just happens if we have any humanity whatsoever. So give first is what social scientists actually call the reciprocity rule. And by giving, you make them feel super special and more than just another sale or another show. And at the same time, don't just use this method as a stepping stone. You have to do this. Listen close. You have to do this with sincerity, and it will not only elevate your relationships, but it will begin to create a buzz about your character and who you are as a person. I promise you, it will come back to you. I really like a quote that I heard the famous, legendary motivational speaker Zig Ziglar say, and he says this: you can get everything in life that you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Wow, powerful stuff right there. That's all I can say. And it's so true if we can just practice it and live by it. So where do you start? Well, social media is a great place because chances are you already have an immediate network that you might not have otherwise. And when it comes to social media, be sure to quote people you like by tagging them on your Facebook or reposting their links on your blog or retweeting it. And by all means, of subscribing to maybe their YouTube channels and things like that. Make sure you subscribe to them. Instead of commenting about what you have to offer, it's really important. Refer back to that person that led that post if you're tagging somebody or you're making that comment. Tell them how much you enjoyed their article or their post about whatever, fill in the blank, and then add the link again on your social media pages or retweets, whatever, for their fans. Another option is to deliver content to people, not about you though, but that which you might find interesting about their business. Or what if you searched out cool articles about their likes or even their hobbies? It's a great way to easily strike up conversation in a quick email or, as I talked about, even audio, right? Or even in person would be better. But the idea of a give first opening line, such as here are three quick facts I found that are likely to impact your business, or maybe it sounds something like here are three silly things I never knew about your line of work. Humor is really a great icebreaker, and you are now positioned. When I ask if they want me to share even more about what else I found, normally they'll take me up on that invite, and sometimes it even will land me a personal face-to-face meeting with them. So here's the thing, though. If you're not very good at finding solid data, that's really not a problem. Another great area that you could utilize is to send them to a link like maybe like a TED Talk video that you think they would enjoy or find helpful for their business. And that's super easy. And the key is to share something unexpected and different than what every other entertainer is sending them, which, by the way, is most likely a self-promotional plug to follow them or to market themselves. Once again, I will reiterate this over and over, and it is so important that we build relationships instead of selling our services. People like to do business with those that they like and trust. And whatever you do, though, please be sincere when you're giving them content. And you don't want to come across as a suck up. And your motive should be purely out of building relationships. Nothing more, nothing less. Your genuine thoughtfulness, it will shine through when it serves others. And do this, ask nothing in return. That's the key. And I assure you that your brand perception, if you do these things, it will be remembered and the rewards will follow. Well, that's about all the time we have for this particular episode of the Branding for Entertainers podcast. I do have many, many more tips for you, and I will be rolling those out here real soon. I promise it won't even be at the end of this month. I'm going to do that sooner than later. And I also want to make mention that if you've never checked out our website, brandingforentertainers.com, or if you need some just extra help with your brand, all those resources are right there at your disposal just by going to brandingforentertainers.com. I would be happy to help you, but there's also some really good free content there as well. And all you have to do is click the little button that says Get Help with My Brand. So that's at your disposal. In the meantime, hey gang, I'm going to go celebrate my birthday. And I'm going to have myself some chocolate cake. Thanks so much for being with me today. And I really appreciate you being here. And I really want to help you. So until we talk on the next episode, take care. And again, my name is Billy Diamond.